Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
Hey, parents. We all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
I think you want to know a dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah Vinny Secret Show for Thursday, June the 9th, 2022. Sarah Vinny, Bryn, and Alex. If he wants, you know, no pressure, Alex. Mm-hmm. Don't need any calls to HR. Show's fucking bad enough as it is. Wouldn't want to have to pussyfoot around the fact that you do hookers. I mean, God.
God, Sarah.
You know?
Now he's known as that, huh?
Every day, huh? Remind people.
Well, because he isn't jumping in. If you gave me something else to think
yeah,
about.
Yeah, something
you know,
else,
give
Alex.
Me something I'm else. Here. It's like every time I look at you, I see hooker, hooker, hooker.
Give her something else to talk about.
A-ho.
He just gave me something to talk about. Great.
He's embracing it. All right. A-ho is the way. I actually think A-ho is really funny.
That is great.
Yeah. Okay. So, hi. It's Thursday, and we've been good little doobies. We did a fun show today, and now it's time to... Well, maybe we'll get dirty here. I don't know. This first one, though, is about a wedding, so I don't know. It feels like a very... It feels like a real problem and not just a fun... juicy
all right.
problem, you know. I wondered actually if there were more texts that we got about tampons versus the cup, and like some people were.
Oh, yeah,
because you got it. That's the thing about the cup. Like I looked at the thing on how you get it. Like you gotta get it up there and
you
make sure
get it
it's
up
around
there and place
your
place. It. It's almost diaphragmish.
It is diaphragmish, right? It's like it fits right over your cervix. So I mean, I guess. It feels like if it's that tight to it, how is it? Oh,
someone
look at
wrote
it.
In.
It's actually got. It looks like the top of a rubber, actually. In a way, it's yeah. got. It actually has some room in there
it's
for
cone-ish.
Stuff.
Someone wrote in and said, "I wear those things, and I'm a super marathoner." And she said she'll use that to just not have to worry about. It probably feels better. I don't
you
know. I guess you get
it
comfortable.
At all.
You don't feel it at all.
Well, no, up past about the outer third of your vagina.
No, a tampon, though. Can you feel that?
No, zero.
Oh, all right.
Unless if you can feel it, it's not in far enough. As I'm looking at this cup, this doesn't look like what I have seen in the past. This one actually has what looks like a grab tab, and it's deeper than I guess I was picturing a diaphragm in my mind. But you fold it up, you jam it up there, and then you... undo it, unfold it so it goes around your cervix, and then there is actually a reservoir in there that fills
and then
up.
It umbrellas.
And then you Then you pull out. Do you see what it says there? It says pull out.
Oh, pull out.
I assume they mean double pull out. Out and somebody just put pull out.
I bet there's a learning curve for that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And unfortunately, that's a lesson I hate learning. The one where my I've got, you know, my white pants on and the, my whole ass is red. That's not good.
Gross.
And then you rinse it. Do you wash it, too? And then you reuse it. Hmm. Yeah, that's that actually looks pretty cool. I wonder if a lot of people are using those.
There you go.
Executed. Yeah.
I guess if you're young and you learn to use that first, that would be...
That'd be the one.
You'd go with that your whole life. Like, I'm good. I know how to do it.
If you're a marathoner and running with that, that sounds reliable.
Yeah, sounds pretty good.
All right, well, I guess that's settled then. The cup.
You know what the bummer about the way we do the secret show now is because people can only get it live during this time frame, we don't get the good responses to the last show because more people will listen to it on Friday.
Right.
And then we'll get responses.
And then they write to us on Monday and then we get them on Tuesday. And then I never get to them.
It's not timely enough. It sucks. It's a bummer. It's really, I realize the powers that be came up with this system and they know better than we do. But whatever you say.
Well,
guys.
The numbers are good, according to Bryn. Bryn had a meeting yesterday and it looks like this model is working for the company.
Great.
Yay!
That's very important.
It is so important.
Had a digital meeting about our regular numbers for the full show and for the Secret Show podcast, and we're doing very well.
Turns out our podcasts are kind of a big deal.
Mm-hmm. For the whole nation.
Great.
Yeah.
Good.
The whole number one.
Number one.
Great. Yeah. That's nice to hear.
Mm-hmm. Well, yep. That guy was
now,
digging it.
Get really out there cool. And sell it, sales.
I'm talking to this guy from, he's from Philly. So he's from our headquarters, and the background is just amazing. Like he walked around the little lounge area, the TVs everywhere.
Oh, this is Entercom's Philly home office.
Yeah, the home base headquarters. So he took me.
Oh, did I say Entercom?
Yeah. Well,
look, for years it was Entercom. Yeah, so what are you gonna do, Ben?
My bad. Sorry. Odyssey.
It's futuristic looking. You know,
good.
Glass everywhere, screens everywhere. I was like, that is dope.
Was David Field everywhere, too?
He's there, though. But
does he have a painting of him? Like a headshot paint, a portrait?
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. Our fearless leader.
Or a statue of some sort.
I hope he's got that.
Be great.
If he didn't pay for that, never mind. I won't make a joke about that, but he should.
Yeah, it's worth it. I'd do it.
Yeah. Are you kidding?
Anyway, so it sounds like we're doing good. Well. So thank you for listening. And to Vinny's point, if you're listening on a daily basis, if you could react that day, be great. Mm. You know, don't leave it to the people who wait till the weekend. You're the active participant. Let's do this thing.
Well, I say that because, we don't need to, retell the story. It'll come down on Friday, but I was hoping we'd get some reaction from women who are into more aggressive porn that we talked about, because to me that was the shocking headline, was that women are into that.
Yep.
More than men are.
Did we get any risk? Should I look and see?
No, let's just do
Hold
it.
Hold on, I want to see.
That was this week, right? So I don't think
that was yesterday.
Yeah, but somebody could have written yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't always throw the response in there. Sometimes you put it in the main one, too, so I'm looking.
No, there isn't a response about that, though.
They always seem to come on the Friday dump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We always seem to be about a week behind, but okay.
Right, so
it
takes us actually
advice.
A couple days sometimes to, to catch up. Hello, Sarah, Vinny, Nick, Brinny, and V. Nope. It's not that. That's not who's here. Don't say my name, please. I changed all the names in the story. First off, I love you guys. Thank you for being the one thing I look forward to every morning as I wake up and brew my morning coffee. That's
we
nice.
Changed a couple names.
That's nice of you to say. Thank you.
Yeah, we changed some names too. Yeah. Brew my morning coffee just in time for the show to start. Listening to you all really helps me enjoy some time to myself and ease into my day every morning before the busyness of life sets in. Also, love V Hale. She is awesome, and her posts on Instagram are the best. She is actually great on Instagram. I need some advice from you all. I just turned 30. My best friends since childhood are twins, and their names are Kate and Sarah. I assume she changed these names.
Those are fake. Got it.
We have been inseparable since I was 7 and they were 5. Actually, we've called each other sisters since it was beyond a friendship. So basically, we've been friends for close to 25 years. This lady just turned 30. One of the twins, Kate, is getting married this summer. When I took her out to dinner sometime in the fall last year, she was telling me all about the final plans for the wedding. I got emotional seeing her so happy and so excited for her big day. And I told her how awesome it is. We're all adulting now and doing our thing. And then she mentions how her twin sister's, Sarah's, girlfriend was a bridesmaid and how she regrets asking her to be a bridesmaid because they had some drama going on. So Sarah is a lesbian, it sounds like, because Sarah's girlfriend wanted to propose to Sarah at Kate's wedding. I'm confused now.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so Sarah is the sister who's not getting married.
The twin who's not getting married.
Kate is the twin who's getting married.
Okay.
Sarah's girlfriend, her partner, is a bridesmaid, and her idea was, I'm going to propose to Sarah at Kate's wedding.
Oh, well, everybody knows you don't do that.
Everybody knows that. But people still do think that they should do. Oh, that would be a great idea. It's a big day. Everyone's there. I'll propose to. Nah, it's the bride's day.
Yeah.
So Kate was not having it, which she's lucky she even got told about it, because sometimes people are like, oh, Kate will be so pleased for us. As she said that and was going on and on about it, I realized at that moment she'd already picked her bridesmaids, and it became clear to me I wasn't one of them. She picks her sister's girlfriend, but not her. Maybe she just has her sister and her sister's girlfriend. Hmm. I didn't say anything, and we went on with our dinner. On my drive home from dinner that night, I was so hurt and in tears as the reality set in that one of my closest friends, who I consider a little sister, did not see me as one of her bridesmaids. I decided not to bring it up.
Such a girl thing, because every guy I know would go, thank fucking God. Oh, God. I dodged that bullet. That is fucking awesome.
You know, it is a pain in the ass being in someone else's wedding, but when it's someone who's closer than a friend, you know, to sisterhood, I can feel her pain. Like, oh, you already asked this other person who's a girlfriend of your sister.
Yeah, but that might, there's other pressures in play there, in my opinion. And that might be to make her sister happy, her twin sister. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'll choose your wife to be, or your partner, because we're a family and I want her to feel included. And there's other stuff at play. I can tell you 1000% with full accuracy, if I were in those shoes, I wouldn't be hurt. But I do understand your story, and it's different. Let's go on.
So this is the wedding's coming up. This is a lunch they had in the fall. So okay. Later, a few months later, she basically was around Christmas 2021. She posted on her Instagram stories a highlight of her year, and it was a picture of her wedding dress shopping with three other friends. Again, as I saw this photo, I realized I didn't even make the top three.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
I wasn't invited to this either. I am not at all a confrontational person, so I contemplated whether I should say something, telling her how I feel or not. I decided to message her and ask, "Aw, where was I?" She replied how it was last minute and COVID allowed for only three people to accompany her. I told her how seeing it just broke my heart that I wasn't there that day.
Oh, so that uncorked her, and now she's telling it all, okay?
She sends a long response, basically gaslighting me, saying how I, being married, should understand this season of her life, and basically how dare I have the nerve to say something, to which I replied, "You know, this isn't easy for me, and I do not speak up for myself. But I was just trying to tell you how I feel, which I never do. That is it. I am just hurt because I had a wedding, and you and your sister... you and your sister would have been my maid of honor, no doubt. This isn't just about dress shopping. When we went to dinner, you told me your sister's girlfriend was a bridesmaid who you've known for only 1 year and talked so much shit about. Hearing that she was one of your bridesmaids, I realized I clearly was not part of your wedding party. It's not about being a bridesmaid. It's about me realizing how you see me is not how I see our friendship. It's about you not feeling like having me be part of this special moment in any way, shape, or form. I deserve better than that." She then said, "Well, now that you said your piece, I will say mine. I realized our friendship changed when you eloped and didn't tell me."
Boom!
Boom. Her bringing up my elopement is just an excuse because she didn't know what to say. I eloped 5 years ago and I didn't tell anyone. The first person I told was her and her sister. Our conversation ended and we haven't talked since. She just texted me happy birthday on my birthday last week and I said thank you and that was it. Should I go to her wedding this summer? I am so hurt and I realize our friendship is not what I thought it was. Again, this isn't about being bridesmaid. It's much bigger than that. I feel like I deserve better than blah, 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 blah. All right, so listen. It takes her a while to get to the part where she's married. Did she say she was married at the beginning of this? She didn't.
She didn't, or I don't remember it.
Bridesmaids are not married. It's right there in the title, maid. I was a matron of honor at my sister's wedding, and I didn't like that. I mean, I didn't want to do it anyways. I love her, and I did it for her, but I had to go find a dress, and it sucked. So... I hate dresses. And matron of honor just sounds so old. You are, I think, overreacting. And I think you needed to be over this because I think you've just dealt a death blow to your 25-year friendship. You've changed it significantly. What do you think about that, Ben?
One of the things I think that is hard in any relationship, probably more specifically partnerships, marriages, but can be true of friendships as well. And it seems to be a human nature thing that I would encourage all of us to fight, which is the keeping score thing. The keeping score thing is not something people that love each other and are truly friends with each other do.
Right.
Because what you should be as her friend, in my opinion, is happy for her. The end. Like, it shouldn't have anything to do with your participation. It shouldn't have anything to do with where you rank on the list of her friends. None of that should matter to you. You are keeping score, and this habit probably goes to other aspects of your life if you've allowed it to destroy a friendship.
Yeah.
I have a friend who does this with his partner, and I'll hear him say things like, "Well, she wouldn't, but then she did." And I'm like, bro, This scorekeeping thing you do is going to fucking tube your relationship.
The tit for tat.
You need to learn that it's not that. That as even though you're her partner and you expect to come first in every possible way, what you should be as her friend first or her partner first or anybody who loves her first is happy for her that she's out having fun and doing something productive rather than doing something destructive or... You know, but that's the way people are, and it's something I think we all need to struggle against because it's not good for your relationship.
And it's not good for your mental health either. I mean, honestly, it's like we talked about sort of, you know, the doom dives that we do sometimes where you start to question all these other things that really don't have anything to do with it. She didn't invite you to be a bridesmaid because you're married. And now it comes out that she's mad about the elopement or she's using that as an excuse or whatever. But honestly, Vinny's right. You needed to just be happy for her. Know that she had her own thought process. It isn't even necessarily a reflection on your friendship, or it wasn't when it started necessarily. Who knows? Maybe you're a huge pain in the ass. And these people are like, no, she's not being in the brave. I mean, could be considered that. Maybe you're difficult. You know, maybe you're not. I mean, you could be absolutely perfect and completely right in this situation.
I don't even think it's that. I think there, like, other stuff came into play for me when I was picking my maids of honor too.
Groomsmen.
You know, whatever they are. I just went, you know what I want? I want my brothers. I know they have to be there because my mom's going to make them, and I don't have to worry about my friends' schedules, and my brothers know that I don't drink, so there won't be any weird, and even my friends know that, but there won't be any weird, like, should we take you to dinner? Do we need to take you to a strip joint? Like, no, I don't want any of those things. I want to do this thing and make it as good for her as it possibly can be, and then get on down the road. Like, that's what I want. So I chose my brothers. You know who didn't bitch about it? Jason or Billy or anybody else for that matter. Nobody said a thing because they were as they should be. Just happy for me.
Yeah. We just came to the wedding. It's fine.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a thing.
It's also traditions are dying. Like, I really feel like that people are not necessarily like, I don't know that a groomsman, I don't know if they're traditionally married or not married. And I don't even know if that matters. Like the whole thing, she had her reasons for not having you as a bridesmaid. I don't know that it's, I don't feel like it feels very high school-y to be like, I wasn't included. And I don't know. And there was COVID, you know, maybe she kept it down to three. And it's, I mean, I want to know who this mystery other person was. Is it her sister, Sarah, the girlfriend, and like a cousin or some other friend? Maybe she only,
it shouldn't matter.
It really shouldn't. You know, you blew this up into a much bigger thing than it actually is. Maybe she thought, you know, you'd be too busy. You're a married lady now. I don't know. Well, anyway.
You know, I find exhausting is taking care of myself.
Yes.
You know, with this kid. And, like, that's enough for me to fucking try to worry about. Like, even thinking about worrying about why I'm not invited or
some being people a groomsman at somebody else's wedding.
Though. That's way too much for me right now.
They're
like,
so
God,
upset.
I can't even.
I'm with
they
you,
Bryn,
100%. But that's why I'm saying this keeping score thing is an ugly human trait that we should all fight because it doesn't. And it's a poison that gets inside you and it destroys friendships. I know someone else who did a lot of like good things for people and you'd see this outpouring of gestures. But then you'd also later hear how they're keeping score at all times and they realize this person has not paid them back for what they did and left them hanging and they are cut off.
I know who you're talking about. That person would even say, you know, I did do this thing for you.
Yeah, well, that's I'm like, what I'm saying.
That's
the
not
scorekeeping
how this works,
is friendship. Not the way to have a friendship. It's ugly and it's a poison inside you. It
and
really
it
does
breeds
eat you
nothing
up.
But resentment.
Yep.
You know, people will be like, oh, they like called me. I didn't realize I owed you that.
Right.
For eternity.
Forever and ever. For all time, you owe me.
Right.
There's nothing you can do to make it up. So anyway, don't say my name, please. to answer your final question, yeah, you should go to the, you should get over this and go to the wedding and be grateful and be like, ah, I'm sorry, I was such a dummy about that. Who cares? Good, happy day for you. I just like, if you want to continue, if you want to trash this friendship, go ahead. But I would go to the wedding, be cool, and just do what you're actually supposed to do on that day. Celebrate your friends.
Right. And Sarah just said it. Keep your fucking cool. Like, yeah, be cool. You can go there.
Let this go.
You don't have to have five drinks and explain why you're mad you're not up there with them. Just fucking celebrate them, have some fun, and go home. And repeat that in your head if you need to.
Right,
on your drive there.
Over.
Celebrate them and then go home. You don't need to unburden your soul to them about either the mistake you made and why you made it, or just drop it. Celebrate them and then go home.
Right.
And maybe you can salvage this friendship.
You know, I'm looking through my list of things here. She's actually sent this twice because...
Isn't it crazy that America is turning 250 years old? I mean, look how far we've come. Now, we've got coolers in our sofas, light-up cup holders, and power-articulating headrests. When it comes to furniture worthy of this major milestone, Bob's Discount Furniture has all the styles all of America wants at the everyday low prices we deserve, backed by tons of five-star reviews. Check out the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa, a genuine leather one-stop shop for relaxation with built-in charging, cup holders, and supportive bobapedic seats, perfect for lounging in the AC all day. You can even complete the look with the matching love seat and recliner. Throwing summer parties, the Homeworks dining set features comfy bobapedic seating and clever storage built right into the table and bench. Or customize your space with the customer favorite modular Bob sectional. It has over 1,000 five-star reviews, family-proof construction, and wireless charging for hundreds less than the competition. At only $250 per piece, building your dream sectional is incredibly affordable. Celebrate the 4th at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
She was desperate to find out if she should go to this lady's wedding. I was like, oh, another wedding one. Let me look at that. Nope, same exact one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you could throw that whole friendship away. Yeah, you could.
Oh, you can. That's perfectly doable. You're well on your way. A 25-year friendship.
Those don't grow on trees. And you know what? Something else. Do you have another bad advice lined up, or
I have plenty. I'm looking at the time though, and thinking that's why I was looking. I was trying to find a short one. Mm-hmm.
There's these boys in my neighborhood who've just gotten out of school, and
for the summer,
and these are the two neighbor boys down the street, and you know I don't want to. It's just been so fun watching these two boys entertain themselves, and usually Isla's with them, but she hasn't been around. She got out of school and left, mm-hmm. So she's not been around to play with them. But you forget, because summers are so long and only certain things stand out from summer, because most of summer are those long days where nothing really happens and you're just laughing and putting in time together as friends.
Yep.
And there's not always an event, you know, or an adventure. Sometimes it's just we played in the front yard.
Right.
And
or
it was nonsense.
We walked down to the corner store. Or
right.
We went to Joey's pool.
But you know, watching these kids, it reminds me, oh yeah, all the times that you put in with Jason Sisko or your Billy O'Neill, you know, like all these people who are your best friends through life, you forget how many hours of that friendship are boring nonsense, time-killing, goofball stuff that doesn't even stand out in your mind until you, I guess, are reminded by seeing little kids do the same thing and you go, oh, yeah, that's what summers were.
Just killing time with your friends. Everybody
long
on
days
their bike.
Hanging out with your kid friends.
We'll go over here.
Building.
We'll go down the park. We'll go down this place. We'll go. Let's go for a walk here.
And you're building lifelong relationships there.
You are.
It's the true. Hours invested. And I guess what I'd say to you in conclusion is don't throw away a lifelong friendship over your ego being bruised.
Right. Some petty imagined injury. Like, you got let it go. Decide. If you don't want to be friends with them anymore, don't go to the wedding and don't worry about it. But you got to let that go, too. But if you want to continue to be friends, and it sounds like you do, like, take a little self-evaluation. BetterHelp.com/Alice, please.
There you go.
Put the slash Alice in there so we get credit. All right. Thank you for writing in. Anybody who's got any problem, we love to hear them. We love to take them on. And if you've got advice for people that you've heard yapping and we got it wrong, which of course we didn't, but if you think we did, send that to Bryn, BRYN, at RadioAlice.com. And thank you for listening. We'll see you back here on Friday.
The end.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I've been seeing Blue Tansy everywhere in skincare lately, but I actually discovered it through one of my favorite clean brands, Primally Pure. I didn't believe in natural deodorant until I tried their best-selling Blue Tansy deodorant. This one is actually clean, and it actually works. Blue Tansy is this really calming antioxidant that helps soothe irritation and inflammation, especially if your skin tends to react easily in areas like underarms. And what I love is that the same ingredient runs through their entire soothing collection, from facial mists when you need a little pick-me-up to their soothing spirulina face mask, packed with raw honey, kaolin clay, and wild-crafted botanicals. I've honestly never experienced anything like it. So if your skin has been feeling a little overwhelmed lately, return to calm with Primally Pure. Their Blue Tansy line is a beautiful place to start.